He didn't look like a murderer. He looked like an egotistical ham actor, unless you knew about his record with a submachine gun. Even now, there was a touch of cockiness about him, as though he had an unseen trigger within reach. It was a defiance that lingered in spite of a split pants leg and a shaven head, ready for the brine-soaked sponge that would carry the high voltage into his brain.
You look uncomfortable, Ray. Sit down.
Time is short, Marty. Better get to the point. You want to tell me where the money is?
I told you once before. I don't know anything about any money.
I hope you didn't call me here to tell me that you didn't shoot the armored car guards. It's a little late for that.
No. I killed them, all right. I'm not expecting to get off. I ask you to come up because I like you. I think you're a guy I can trust. Can I?
That depends on what you want. If it's a legitimate request, the answer is yes.
All right. Marty Quinn ain't my real name. I'll begin there. This might surprise you. I used to be on the square. Had a business once. A grocery store in Cold Springs on the Hudson.
Go ahead.
I've got a mother and two daughters still living.
Family and no friends would risk the visit.
No, but he still has the $2 million in that armored car sticker. That lot of good it'll do him now.
He's kept it well hidden, though. The police haven't found a trace. Neither has the insurance company.
They send you to pump the guy before he goes?
No, Marcus. Marty Quinn sent for me himself. He knows I've been on the case.
Hey. He'll turn a pretty penny if he tells you where the loot is, huh?
No. If he was going to talk, he'd have talked before this. I'm afraid he has something else on his mind.
Here we are. Your friend will have to wait out here, Mr. Race.
Grab a seat on the bench, Mark.
Yeah, sure.
I'll have to frisk you, Mr. Race. Prison regulations.
Certainly. I'm not armed.
All right. Come on. Here's the cell, Mr. Race. The warden said you can have 3 minutes. You're not to touch the prisoner, and nothing is to pass between you.
I understand.
Hello, Race. Excuse the looks of the place. I didn't want to waste money decorating on such a short lease.
Marty
Quinn. This is inside his jacket. He removed a small, pearl-handled revolver from his holster. What will happen? As Jimmy, in a burst of patriotic feeling, ruined Clark Kent's carefully laid plans to work his way into the Nazi firing, there's trouble ahead. Trouble that may test even the mettle of Superman. So don't miss tomorrow's Action Track episode. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you Monday through Friday by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.